I think young children start to have their own opinions by the age of about 5 or 6. Young children are very inquisitive and curious, and it does not take long for them to start asking questions and developing opinions. Often the opinions that children have are childish or ungrounded, but that is not a big problem. Children normally outgrow their silly opinions, and it is good for them to have strong personalities from a young age. So I'd say that children start to have their own opinions by the age of 5 or 6, or perhaps even younger. Children normally have strong opinions about quite silly and trivial matters. For example, children often have very strong opinions about what foods they do and don't like. It can be quite a hassle to get a child to eat properly, because they will develop very strong opinions about the foods they do not want to eat. Furthermore, these opinions change and modify all the time, making it even more stressful for parents. Normally, by the time they get older, children are less picky about food and their opinions on certain foods are less strong. So I'd say children have strong opinions on trivial matters. It is important that parents always consider their children's opinions. It is very important for children to feel like their thoughts and opinions are valued and respected by their parents. Otherwise, children may grow up without a lot of confidence and become very shy. Even if children have some wild and unreasonable opinions, it is important that parents listen to their children and discuss their opinions with them. This will help them develop into well-adjusted and intelligent adults when they are older. Therefore, I think parents should always consider their children's opinions, even when they disagree with them. The kinds of jobs in which excellent communication skills are essential are any jobs in which you must pass on information or knowledge to another person. There are all sorts of jobs where this is necessary. For example, teachers are required to pass on knowledge and information to their students, and lawyers are expected to pass on information to the judge and jury. In both these instances, good communication skills are essential. Without them, a teacher's students will not learn well, or a lawyer may end up losing their case. Communication skills are an intrinsic part of any profession that involves being a spokesperson to a group of people. It is seriously important to have good listening skills. They are used in all aspects of life, from a person's professional life to their personal relationships. For example, in the professional world, most people will have to attend countless meetings in their lifetime. These meetings are only useful and productive if you have good listening skills and take on the opinions and thoughts of others. Furthermore, in a person's personal life, relationships are normally built on conversation. Conversation involves both speaking skills and listening skills. Without listening skills, people will think you are self-centered and arrogant. So listening skills are essential in all aspects of life. Personally, I think it is easy for people to improve their communication skills. It just requires practice and perseverance. Some people believe that people are either born with good communication skills or bad communication skills, but this is not the case. Communication skills can be learned like other skills, such as cooking or mathematics. Communication is simply about learning how to listen to others properly and learning how to express yourself effectively. Both things can be learned with practice and perseverance. Therefore, I think it is easy for people to improve their communication skills.